Good morning. This past week's staff was staff mem in the towards the end of the third perek in Maseches Ksubos perek el naris. Let's see. Let's start from this first piece of Gemara on daf mem. Takes us back into the sugis Esed Echaloisa, say, let's see. Well, let's see what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah on daf lamed tes amud aleph, at the end of the Mishnah, very end of the Mishnah says, Nimso bo dvar ervo, eish ein real of Yisrael, ein er vashoy l'kaimu. We're talking about the din by oynis that the halacha is lo yisi li'isha, that the ma'anis has to marry her. So on that, the Mishnah says that if there's an iser involved, the Mishnah says is ein v'asher l'kaimu, which l'chorim means even l'oshen l'kaimu. L'chorim means that he can't. There's no din to marry her. It's also for him to marry her, machmas whatever iser there is. And that the pasuk, the pasuk says lo yisi li isha isher horu uyloi. That means that the Mishnah would seem to be saying that this is our condition in the chiv of the parish. The chiv of the parish that he's mukhiv to marry her. And the pasuk says that is describing the type of isha. Really, like we had in the beginning of the parak concerning knas, certain man d'omrim held that is halacha. Had bearing on the ikadin of the knas. This Mishnah is saying it, Lagabi the din of Vaisilisha to marry her, the Nesuin halacha. Now, Mishnah talks about two cases over here. The Mishnah says, Nimsa bod va'erva. Now, what does this mean? Nimsa bod va'erva. How did you translate that?
He's an erva with that. You know, that's good.
Right, so I mean, is that what nimtz vod ever means? Hoise erva, nimtz vod ever.
The rabbi's focusing on the word nimtz.
Yeah, right. What do you see the mefarshim say on that? Yeah. What that is? I see. Yeah, let's see what you have over, because I see from the Tosfos that. Doesn't sound like we're talking about a stam and erva.
So he says, if she committed adultery after their marriage, so mm-hmm. he can't say that. She was Mazana.
Mm-hmm. So that would translate in Rosh Kaima, right? That would be a right. That would have to be afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is quoting the Meiri on that.
Uh huh. See, it would seem like from Tosfos we'll see from Tosfos that. That's what that means. We'll see in a moment about that. So according to that, what that means is because the pasuk says v'loisi li'isha lo yuchal l'shachal kol yomo. He has to marry her and he can't be megarisher. So on that the mission says, well, if there's an iser involved, is ein rashoy l'kaimo. Now again, mm-hmm. depending on when the Isser is, right? If the Isser was initially, so then he wouldn't be able to marry her in the first place. Right? If the Isser was Chal later, so then it will be of Enosh Elikaimo that he has to be Megarishim. Okay.
What's the onesh for the wife is mizana? Is that just a lav or is there karis?
We're talking about her being ushered to him,
right?
So, so if she's mizana, you know, and you know she's a nusavishes ish,
right?
But we're talking about her ushered to him, right?
Right.
So her ushered to him. Taisa talks about there's a lav essay. Right. It's a lav and an essay, right? And it'll become relevant right away to the sugya that we're talking about over here. Okay, so that's the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah Rishon seems to be saying that because of loy sila isha. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Kana, mitzvah shmaita kamei de Rav Zvid Merado, nei sei, esei, v'nitche lo yisasei. So, Zolta Gemara kind of says that there was a shayla over here on the Mishnah over here, on the Halacha, that why is the Halacha true? We should say, esei d'oichel lo yisasei. There's a mitzvah esei lo yisili yishon. So granted that she's nisha asura loy, but we should say esed oichel lo yisasei. Now if you look in Tosfos right away, the second Tosfos says lav anim sabod va'er v'porach. You see the Tosfos over there. Tosfos says that there's two cases in the Mishnah. Which case is the Gemara asking? Lav anim sabod va'er v'porach. I'm not asking on that first case. The ha'izbo lav ve'esei. Because over there, there's a lav and an essay. It's not just an essay to say essay dechel to say. There's a lav also, and he brings the Gemara. Vayuchu bal harishin rabbi seita shnistro v'hainu lav. V'taytayz ella ash ena ri lava v'kol poruch. So you see from Taisus over here that case, he didn't say, you know, the Tosfos is saying that case is not subject to the din of Esed Deichel Lo Yisasei. That's the Tosfos saying. But he doesn't say because, you know, it's an erva, so, you know, there's no dechia on a lav sheish bekoros. Right? He's asking as the essay, a lav the essay, right? And then he brings the din of Soita, right? Which is the din of an Eshes Ishes, Mazan Tachas Baila, that she's Nesel Labaila. Okay? Right? So, that's what we see over here in the Pshat, in the Mishnah from the Tosfos. So now let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, we should say, Esei Doiche Loisasei. Now, this question, Lachara, is a little bothersome. Because when you learn the Mishnah, seems to have a specific pasuk over here, which says lo yisil isha, right? Isha haru'i loy. It seems to be conditioning the mitzvah's essay. So if there's some kind of iser, that Mishnah is saying there is no essay. So what are we asking? Nesei essay v'derche lo yisasei, right? Yeah, right. So that's Tosfos's question. In time around. Him Taimer umay poruch lese esse vilitche loisa say hadosh mikra behedya b'mishnah. The Mishnah is explicitly dash in the pasuk to be in isher haru uyloi. They need isher haru uyloi. That's what I'm saying. So the Mishnah itself is conditioning the mitzvah of the essay. It's basically saying that there is no essay if she's also. So then how does it start esse dache loisa say? Right? Valid question. Now, taste is
convenient. You can even take it like a step further.
Yeah, yeah.
It's by the fact that it needs a pasuk to matter it. You know, maybe that's a, you know, that shows that it is a asay doch lot asay.
Okay. Let's see. Taste asks a question. maybe a little from a different side.
Right.
The second question that Tosfos asks, he has another question. Ulamai the Mishani, the Loi Chosher v'Esei Chosher, the Ma'at Itzrich Kol Mutei Shein Ruyloi. Tosfos asks a question that you're saying good that the pasuk, the fact that you need a pasuk, would seem to suggest right that you would say as the derech l'sein, the pasuk comes, they don't say it. But the Gemara like is sort of not looking at the pasuk at all, and right? not dealing with the pasuk. And as the Shach Kalim Gemara was asked, and the Gemara comes after there is no esed derech l'sein. So then the question would be, what are you in the pasuk for, right?
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what the second question says. Ulamai de mishani deloy choshev esei. Kosho, the mai itzrich kro lumutei she'en eruyeloi. Okay. So that's the question. That's the question over here. Now. Okay, we'll have to still come back to try to figure out what the Gemara's kasha was. But the Gemara seems to be working as if we don't mean to dash in from the pasuk something specific concerning this, and therefore the Gemara understands that this is really totally on the din of Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh. So let's see. Fati Gemara, let's say Ese Deicha Lo Yisaseh. So let's say. In the case of Ein Arui Lo V'Kol. Let's say she's a Chayish Mamzeres or something like that. Is on that the Mishnah saying that Ein Arui Shor L'Kaimo, that this halacha Lo Yisil Yishte doesn't apply since she's an Isha Asuru Lo. Fati Gemara. There's an essay over here, so we should say Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh. And that answers the Gemara as follows. Omar li, Heicha mina nes nesi Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh ke mil b'taras to lo yefsher l'kiyume l'essay. Aval hocha I omro to lo yipi'ina mi'isa l'essay klau. Zog the Gemara that well, the din of Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh, ki goy mila b'taras, that's a tzir over there when there is a taras in the mokem hamila, there's an iser of ktsitzas taras, hishama v'nega taras. So over there there's halacha of Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh, because we can't be mekayim the essay. There's a chiyuv on essay, and the only way it can be piniskayim is by the dchiyas halav. So that's what there's halacha of Eser Deicha Lo Yisaseh. But over here, I omra d'loy bi'ina mi'isa le'essay klal. We learned in the war before that by an oinis, even though the halacha is that the oinis himself has no choice and he's mechuyav to marry her. However, the isha and her father, right? They have the right to protest on the marriage. So Zok the Gemara, Aval Hochi, Omer, Lebeina, Mi Is Lesse Klal, if she doesn't want, so then the essay doesn't exist at all. Now what does Gemara mean with that? Let's see Rashi. Okay, we'll learn right now Daf Mem. Alright? Now you see, we're on that Mem Amud Aleph on the top of the Amud, the first sugya, which starts by the two dots, which is like on the second line. Just recap quickly. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah talks about the din is that an oinus, someone's manas in the isha, the pasuk is leisi liisha liyuhol shalchol kol yomav. He's mechuyav to marry her. He's not allowed to divorce her ever. On that, the Mishnah says that, however, if she's also to him, if she becomes also to him, then he's not allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to mekayim her. Be iser. That's the Mishnah says.
And if he's married, so he has to divorce.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the Gemara asks a question that. We know the rule of Esed Echelois Esed. You know, we've encountered this many, many a times. We saw in Yevamos an extended sugya on the topic. So we click into that, into the Esed Echelois Esed file right now, and we remind ourselves of the concept, and we're going to add into our knowledge on the topic. So ask the Gemara, why don't we say the Esed Echeloisa say? Okay, we mentioned before Tosis' question, we're not going to go into that right now, we'll come back around. Okay? And that the Gemara answers, more gives us a distinction, and it develops for us one of the rules of Esed Echeloisa say. The Gemara tells us that over here, if she said that she doesn't want, right, this is part of the halachas over here that we learned, that this that there's a chiyuv to marry her is only mitzad the ma'anis. He has no choice and he has to marry her. But the isha and her father, they from their side, if they don't want, then they're not forced into that. So Zolti Gemara said, if they don't want, she doesn't want. Gemara talks about that example. She doesn't want. So Gemara miis la essay cloud. Does the essay exist? Doesn't exist. If she doesn't want, then there is no essay. So therefore, the question is therefore what? Well, what do we want to have with that? So let's see the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that. We'll start from the second line. Right, this Rashi would seem to be talking after we saw the Bein of Taisvis that first case in the Mishnah, which is Nimtzabot Var Erva, that's not really subject to the Din of Esed Echeloisa say. Right, so then now we understand what Rashi is doing. Rashi is Takam also saying that it's going on the second case, which is a lav greda, and therefore it's shaykh to the din of Esed Echeloisa say. Mi'is lesi klal, the second Rashi, so the Rashi is follows. Hashta nami melamdin oiso loymer eni roitze. Right, so Rashi says over here, in explanation to this Gemara, that the reason why the halacha is eni rashoy l'kaimo, is that being that there is an iser, Rashi says that melamdin oiso, that we tell her in this situation that she should say any roitze, and therefore there is no essay. And so that's the answer to the question. Moskash was essay the chaloisa say, on that answers the Gemara that in this situation, since the essay does not have to apply necessarily, so we make arrangements. We make arrangements over here not to have the essay. Now let's tackle understand what this is. So according to this,
maybe it's such an assay that is.
So Rashi doesn't sound like he's saying that, right? That's what we want to see over here, right? It doesn't sound like from Rashi. It sounds like from Rashi that what we're doing is that we're talking doing away with the essay. If the essay was here, then
well,
we would say.
She says, "I still want to marry the guy.
It sounds like we have to accomplish the olam d'naisa, right? And then theoretically, if we don't accomplish it, then in the chanami, right? But that's good for the Mishnah saying, right? The Mishnah saying in Rav Shoyle Kaima means that this is what we're supposed to be doing. Now, if we're not successful with that, then in the chanami, it would sound like, and then you have essay d'chalosa saying. Now, but I think what we could learn from over here is that what's why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? If according to the Gidri HaTorah, right before we were Malam Dinoy, so she's fine with it. So say I said Lechaleisa say. Say it would look over here from this Gemara that even though there is such a halacha of Esed Lechaleisa say, however that's not like things which are mutter. It sounds like it's a kind of a, what we have in other concepts, like hucho duchuya. means it's not something that lechatchil we want to rely on, and if we don't need to rely on, we're not allowed to rely on it, and that's why we have to make the efforts that we shouldn't get involved in an iser, even though there is a mokum lahatir, and that's what it was seen like from this gemara. So what I would think according to this is that if we want to take a klal out of here at this gemara from the rules of Esed Echaleisa say, what we see over here is that in the general perspective of Esed Echaleisa say that it's only a dechuya, the type of heter that it is something that when you stalk, so then it's such a heter. And of course, you know, if you have the heter, you have the heter, right? But if you don't need to get involved in the heter, then you're really not allowed to. And therefore, you have to do what you can in order to stay away from the iser. So in this case over here, that the iser itself, sorry, the essay over here, which is where things start, is dependent on whether she wants or she doesn't want. So in such a case, the halacha is that we make efforts to do away with the essay in order that we shouldn't be over the lois essay. So wherever else that might be relevant, that's the chara what I would take out of this gemara. Okay, so this is what we're adding onto our essay dechalos essay page, and mitzvah Hashem, right, as we go through other sugyas, we'll have this over here, and we'll see if there's what to ask from or. What to use this? That's what it would look like from Rashi over here. Okay, that's the Rashi. Nochamol hashta malam denoisa loymer eni roitz. That's what I would. That's what I would think Rashi's saying.
So how would that fit with tzitzis? And why don't we just malam the person to wear a different baget?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good question. That is a good question. What would you say?
Someone asked that question. I don't remember who.
Tosfos, right? There's something like that. I don't know if he asks it on Rashi necessarily, but this is right. This is whatever the Gemara is saying over here. You're gonna have that question, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily a question on the way Rashi learns the Gemara. I believe, right? Okay, we'll see. Now let's see in the Tosfos.
The footnote here says two things in the Masifta. It's two things. It says that the Ritva says this applies to all mitzvahs kalos.
Who's is he going in Rashi, or is he going the Ritva's talking in how he learns the Gemara?
The Ritva in Rashi says that he said, well, if he's that custom of a Ritva that, Shein tomar shehi rotsa. Let's say she says she wants to marry the guy off of PK.
Right.
Kofen osalom shein rotsa. We force her. Kiven shalom shein yishus v'dom. It's like the kfiya, the mitzvahs, the shema divi chachamim. But then he says at the end, but the mitzvahs atzmo perish. Oh, he's not in Rashi. Mitzvah atzmo, that means he's not in Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
He says, shekol mitzvah say sheish efsharis levatla aidei ha'adam, he mitzvah kala.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Because we're gonna come to that, right? That's the other pshat in the sugya. And we'll see it over here.
So tech, that's not like Rashi.
Tech, right. Tech divi atosvus. Yeah. If let's just take out a line in the Tosfos to see how he learns the Gemara. In Tosfos over here, we'll come back to the Tosfos itself, the context that he's in. But let's see. Can you see what the Tosfos is? V'yeshloimar is a little less than halfway down in the Tosfos. Right? Okay, so we're navigating you in the Tosfos over here. Okay, you
have
right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have your ways on. Okay, here we go. Okay, so you first come to the V'yesh Loimar. Okay, are you there in the V'yesh Loimar? Okay. Then we're gonna just go down a couple of lines. Let's say two lines. These are the words of the Gemara. Okay, hilkoch. Right, this is the hilkoch. Right, we try to train ourselves. Right, that if we know what we need to know. Right, so then when we learn it, look in Mishainim, then we could see even if Mishainim are not necessarily asking the question that's bothering us, but we could see how they talk. So the Tosfos brings the Gemara in Mi'is Lesei Klal Hilkoch. Tosfos says Hilkoch. Therefore, Loi Choshev Esei, Loi Dachi Loi Sasei. Tosfos says that being that's so Loi Choshev Esei, it doesn't have the chashivas of an essay to be Doicha Loi Sasei. So this is what I believe. What you're saying over from the Ritzvah, this concept, that it's a weaker essay, since the essay is not an absolute essay, right? Mm-hmm. That there are certain conditions that it has in order for it to be valid, in order for it to be activated, and therefore such an essay, even when it does apply, it's a weaker essay, and that essay. That's what the Gemara means to say. Tim Chalpent in this and Mila B'Tzeras.
So it doesn't make a difference whether she says
right. Very good. Right. So according to this, is this the same? This is a weaker essay, and the din v'esedachlis it doesn't apply to this essay. To this, right? So let's just speak out over here. Now that we have these two explanations in the Gemara, right, it's always good that if you can, you know, again in our training process, how we train our minds over here, that if you have two pshatim and so. It helps clarify each explanation when you compare it to the other, and you see the difference. There's a fundamental difference between the two understandings, the Rashi and the way the Tosfos is saying. This is the Mahalcha of the Rishonim. That so again, according to Rashi, that fundamentally this essay is just as good as any other essay as far as the Dechiya power that it has. Right, so we're not missing in the dechiya power in the essay. The rule over here, the reason why over here we wouldn't say dechiya essay is because we would make arrangements to do away with the essay. So the reason why we're not saying dechiya essay is because the essay disappeared. Right, that's That's what it is. Now, why are we making the essay disappear? So that's what we explained before, that being that it's that we don't have to be soymich on the chiyah. The chiyah is something which is not a hutra, not something that we want to rely on. Even though we have the wherewithal really to do it by essay lechel essay, but in situations where we could not rely on that, and we don't have to get involved in being in things which are also in other situations, is we wouldn't, right? And that's where this halacha of malamdin comes from. So in the mechanics, right, what we're saying again is that according to Rashi, this essay, if this essay and when this essay is here, it has the same power as any other essay to be doicha alois essay. What the Gemara is saying over here is that being that this essay doesn't have to be, if she lay be'ina, then the essay doesn't apply. So then in this situation, what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to get rid of the essay, and thereby we won't have to get involved in something which is a lois essay. However, according to
the same would be true by any other essay, if you can find a way to wiggle out that you won't have to do the essay to be over the lois essay, you always try to wiggle out.
Right. Right. That's the rule that we would take out of this Gemara. However, according to Beitaisis is learning and other Rishonim. So what the Gemara really means over here, this is a weakness in the essay, and therefore this essay doesn't have the dechia power. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. Fretting Gemara says the Lachasay. And if it's more, no, this essay doesn't have the power of essay. There's a weakness in this essay. What's the weakness? The fact that it's not an absolute essay. Right? Because the Amra Leibi Ina mi essel essay klal. Right? So if it's not an absolute essay, that's a weakness in the essay. Apoponim b'negei to esdei chaleis essay. Right? Whether that weakness applies to anything else, right? We'll have to see what we encounter. Okay.
We're talking about the essay of Mahar Yemaharena now.
Actually, we're talking about the oinus. Right? The pasuk that you were referring to is the pasuk by Mefate. Right.
Oh.
Right. By Mefate. The really, like we saw, that's really dependent, right? You know, that there's no chiv on that, right? The chiv to marry her.
Uh-huh. Is there right. still a mitzvah or?
We're talking about oinus.
But
velo si that's the essay. And the lo sase there
is she's a mamzeres or something. She has a
but well, she's
a
not
inherent
even,
problem.
Well, she's not
mamzeres. We're talking about a situation where she is a mamzeres.
Mm-hmm. Now.
If she was. That's
what we're talking about. Now, Shlomo is bringing up a question that would we have this shach v'tarya by a mefata, mo yimarena loy leisha. Right? Let's say all parties that would have wanted to marry her and she's also. How do we look at this? Would we have the same shakwa tai? It just happens to be that by mefata, the mefata himself has the choice. But the pasuk does seem to say Mori Mirena Loi Leisha. So do we have that also, and we have this? We'll have the same shach of
Itaria. According to Tosfos, it's even weaker. According to Rashi, we could teach him or her to say they don't want it.
Right. Or in this situation. In this situation, that wouldn't even be considered an essay, since no one's mechuyev over here to do anything. It's just one of two options that he has. Okay, you can think about that.
Does it come back then to Yishlomo's other question, and maybe it's kind of related to this also? Is that by tzitzis, just because you don't just because you wear a different beggar, that's not chayiv and tzitzis. The mitzvah itself doesn't go away. There's still a mitzvah and tzitzis.
So one second. I don't think he was asking. He doesn't have to ask, right? Not every tzitzis is an issue of kalayim,
right?
So you can still be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis if you want, right? I guess, okay. It depends how you ask the question. This beged, okay. Or like you say, in the mitzvah of tzitzis in general, okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fine. You can be mekayim in a different way by wearing a different beged that doesn't have an iser, or you can wear a beged that's not chayiv and tzitzis at all. But either way, the mitzvah itself never goes away. You're trying to avoid a lav by either wearing a different beged or, you know, something, doing something to avoid doing a lav, but the mitzvah itself is there. If the girl says lo be'ina, there's bichlal no mitzvah. Even if it were completely mutter, even if you're not avoiding a lav at all, there is no mamzer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to say. The difference.
The mitzvah totally disappears.
It
doesn't exist.
Right. Even when she's completely mutter, and you're not avoiding any isser at all, but it sits this issue, you're trying to avoid some isser. Okay, so you're trying to avoid an isser, but still.
Annihilating me.
So really what you have to know over here is that, when is the point of the chiyuv tzitzis? Right? In other words, am I mechuyev right now in tzitzis? Right? And if I have to go buy a pair of tzitzis, I don't think so. Oh. Right? So the chiyuv tzitzis really has to do when I'm wearing a beged of dalek hanfais, then I'm mechuyev to put on tzitzis. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So... Right, that's really what we have to clarify exactly how that works and when it is, and therefore if we tell you not to put it on, so you might be in the same situation as a non mechuyev, right? Right. You know, in the deraisa, definitely there's no chiyuv to buy a beged like a lulav that you mechuyev to wear tzitzis. Okay. Now we want to see over here the Tosfos. Alright, this is a little... Let's see if we can work this out. Because there is a fundamental question, which we mentioned before, and we'll bring it up again over here, which when we learn the Mishnah, when we learn the Mishnah and we see the Gemara, we get very flustered. Because when you learn the Mishnah, let's see the Mishnah again. Right? The Mishnah says, at the end of the Mishnah, while Lam Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Nimtza bo dvar erva, or ish ena really love of Yisrael, eno rashoi l'kaimu. This Mishnah says that if there's an Isser involved, so at whatever point the Isser presents itself, whether prior to marriage, so then he's not allowed to marry her. If the Isser presents itself after marriage, then he can't keep her and he has to divorce her. And the Pasuk says, Shenema. Bar brings the Pasuk, Vaisili Isha. Isha Haru Uyulod. Now, we're very familiar with this because, you know, we had this, the sugi at the beginning of the parak. Isha Haru Uyulod. The sugi over there was using this Pasuk in relation even to the Knas. Which the Knas really doesn't directly have to do with this, right? But nevertheless, that the Manda Omrim over there who held, and maybe everyone, you know, without special psukim, that Isher Huilo is a condition that the chiyuvim in this parsha are conditioned to Isher Haru Huilo, and Isher that's Muteris. Yes. So this Mishnah over here, even if it doesn't apply to the Knas, but this Mishnah is talking about as far as the Loisi Leisha, right? That the Pasuk says. And on that, the Mishnah is telling us that Loisi Leisha is Isha Haru'iloi. Isha Haru'iloi. So the pasuk explicitly is saying that the mitzvah of lois leisha applies only if she's isha v'ula. That's how we would walk away from the Mishnah. So now we come to the Gemara. What do you mean the pasuk says that the essay doesn't apply?
There's no essay at all.
There's no essay, right? So what is the Gemara asking, right? So this is what we saw is what Taisus asked. This is Taisus's question, right? But it's important question, very valid question. So now let's come back again. Okay, now that we have the whole Olam here this time, so we'll see the Taisus's question. Okay, we're gonna pick up in the Ve'im Taimar. So we'll back up if you still have your marker in the Ve'im Taimar, so you could back up a couple lines into the Ve'im Taimar. See, we're on Memom and Aleph right now. Memom and Aleph.
Yeah.
Okay, Taisus. Okay.
In Taimar, my part.
Right. Ve'im Taimar. This word over here, Ve'im Taimar, we have trained our minds very that this is Taisus's code word to ask a question. Right? Taisus asking a question. Ve'im Taimar. Ve'im Taimar. If you'll say. Right, but it's more than that, just that if you'll say, right? It's a question over here, right?
You should say.
Right, yeah. You should be saying, you should be questioning over here. Well, my poruch, what is the Mura asking? What is the Mura asking this question? Hodosh mikro behedyo b'mishnah. We explicitly darshan from a pasuk in the Mishnah. Debin an isha haru'uyaloi. That you need isha haru'uyaloi. The mitzv, this essay was only said only if she's the isha haru'uyaloi. So how could you possibly say, ask a question, as if like that's the issue over here? That the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah says that the mitzvah doesn't apply if she's also to him.
So and furthermore, that's not the answer he gave back. He asked the question. I said, "There's no essay here. That's not what he answered, though."
Now Taisus asks the follow up question a little bit differently, and Taisus asks that hagufa, right? According to the Maskana Sagimora, that you don't have the wherewithal for essay deichelosa say, right? So what do you need the pasuk for? Right? Why taka do you need the pasuk to condition the essay? Right? L'chay, you should only need to condition the essay only if otherwise you would have thought that it's mutter. Right? Isha ro'iloi. And therefore you could be mekayim the essay. But according to the Maskana Sagamara Akoponim, right? The way it comes out that there seems that there is no essay deichel essay, so I don't even need the pasuk. Because regardless, I would not be able to be mekayim the essay.
Something bothers me in the way Tosfos says, because you need the pasuk does two things. It tells you there's a mitzvah to marry, and it's only by an isha shena ruvula. But if you don't have the pasuk, there's no mitzvah to marry at all. That's goof of the mitzvah to marry.
That's a good question.
So I don't know if Tosfos was asking that the pasuk is extra, or his question was the ma itzukol lemeute she'en ruyuloi, right?
On the drusha itself,
right?
To be mamayit,
right?
Okay, fine. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
So the drusha in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says isha ruyuloi, why do we need that drusha?
Right. Okay. So let's try to. I want to see the Taisus. Okay, so that's the question over here. Right? I mean, the sugya seems to be sort of ignoring what the Mishnah says. Let's see. V'yesh loymer deloy mitu dekrom mapik lebi masnisen. Is that Taisus? That's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is not as if there's something extra in the pasuk, and therefore we learn from this pasuk that the essay was only said when she's isha ruloi. No, elo deloy siel isha mashma midaito. The pasuk of loy siel isha is mashma midaito, like we had in the Gemara before. Ulahochi mimayin isha she'ena ruuya, and that's why. And Ishru'i doesn't apply. The Hayyamra lay be'ina So Tosis right now is talking Alpin the Morris Teretz, right? We'll have to come back around to work at the Shachlataya. But Tosis answers as follows. That really what the Mishnah is saying is we're not finding a Pasuk, that the Pasuk is talking that the essay was only given, like we thought in the Kasha, only she's an Isher Uiloi. The Gemara, the drosh that the Gemara is the Mishnah, that the Mishnah brings, is just the drosh that we had in the Gemara before, which tells us that she could refuse. Right? She has the ability to not want to marry. Now, what relevance does that have to do? Why is that relevant to us? How does that explain why if en rasha l'kayma? The answer is just like the Gemara says, right? So what the Gemara is saying over here is really, the Gemara is really addressing Esei Dechaloisa say. That the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah is doing, right? Zok the Mishnah, and this is how we read the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, that if she's offered to him, he can't be Mekayim her. Why not? I Esei Dechaloisa say. So on that the Mishnah says, because the Pasuk says, Loisi Elisha, Isha Haru Uyeloi, now that she has the choice to refuse getting married, now it's a weak essay according to Rabbi Tosfos learns. There's no essay derechel essay. That's the answer. So if you want to know that why Taka can't marry, the reason is because not because of any special drasha, it's because that essay derechel essay is non-applicable. So the iser that is here is standing in front and not allowing us to get married. That's how you read the Mishnah. Now that's how Peter Maskona the Gemara, right? So now let's see another few words in Taisis to see what was the Gemara Saka Daitach, right? When the Gemara asked the question, Umikol Mokem, nevertheless, of Taisis Saka Daitach means the Havamina, which was initially went up to the mind into the mind of the questioner, the Gemara's question, Saka Daitach the Porich. Hashta heicha de amra viino lesei esei velitchi loisasei. That we knew that it's dependent, but the Gemara was asking, but in a situation where she wants it, so the Gemara thought that the esei should have the ability to be deiched. Even if she says, I want to get married, it's not nechshev an essay. So let's hear that. That the Gemara's question, according to this, is Gemara understood the whole time that, again, that the Pasuk is just a vehicle to bring us the rules of essay derech elois asay. That's what the Gemara understood, right? So again, that's what Tosfos is saying over here, that when the Mishnah says brings the Pasuk, this Pasuk is not working on its own to take away or to condition the mitzvah of Laisi Leisha when she's not roy for him. The Gemara is the drasha in the Mishnah is the same drasha that we had before, which just tells us that she has the ability to stop the marriage if she doesn't want. And the Gemara's kasha was that we don't understand why that should have an effect in the event that she wants. Right? That's what the Gemara's question is. Is the Gemara say essay deicha loisa say if in the event that she wants and the essay should still be here? What does that have to do with the fact that if she wanted, she could not get married to him. But now that she does want to marry him, there should still be a din of Esed Lecheleisa say. That was the Gemara's Kasha, and on that the Gemara explains to us that how it has a relevance. The fact that if she wanted to not get married to him, that has a relevance to our current situation when she wants to get married to him. In Tosis's context, and that means that's a general weakness to the lav, and that's why you can, unto the essay, right? Weakness to the essay, and therefore this essay doesn't have the koyach to be doyichet. So according to the way Tosfos explains now, and this is important, so we really have a after you learn this piece of Gemara over here, we have a new understanding of the Mishnah. That we see that the Mishnah over here, Mishnah is not making a new drasha. Now, one taka could think about this, that there definitely, like we mentioned before, there are man d'omrim that learn that the whole knas, right, you don't have when she's an isha asurulai, right, those man d'omrim in the beginning of the perek, so they definitely do seem to be dashing isha horu uyuloi. There's a that this pasuk is a condition of Isher Haru Ilai. Not just, you know, setting up the fact that she could not want, because that doesn't have any bearing on the Knas.
And their understanding that the whole parsha of Onus Mafata is all, or let's say Onus, is only in a case when they can end up getting married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's no Knas even if it,
So what I meant to mean ma'ir over here is and so according to that man the Omer, right, one could taka think whether this sugi is applicable, right? Because according to that man the Omer, it seems to be that there is such a drasha, right?
And then the
Seh doesn't apply at all. The Mitzvah Seh,
Lossi
Isha,
doesn't apply if
it's Isha Shein Aruya. Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tosfos
Kasha
will stand
according to that man, the Omer. Yes, so I think that, right. So I think according to that man, the Omer, the whole sugya is not going to start. Like Tosfos says, in Echanam, right? Tosfos' question was, what is the Mura asking? So we're saying that, you know, if it had such a man d'omer that holds with that drosha, he would never ask such a question, right? Okay.
You'd still have boshas and begam, according to them?
By most,
yeah. L'chayr are those things, yeah. But are non-dependent on this parsham, right? I mean, that question really is, you know, is a question of beginning the parak, right? That's what you're answering, right? Yeah. Yeah. Right? So, L'chor Boshes, or Boshes, or Pagam really is from the Pasha of Nezokin. That's the Psukim over
it
here.
It applies even by Bulgaris. It applies even by, right, people that are not Shekhis to the Knas.
Mm-hmm. The only thing is, like we saw in the Sugi, that maybe needs explanation, that it seems to be that there is a, would be a svar chitzayna that somehow maybe the knas, right? But again, this is only if you're paying knas, right? That would cover boshes supergam, right? But if you're not paying knas, then there's no reason for boshes supergam not to be applicable, because its source is really from something else. It's not like it doesn't come from this parasha. It's, you know, it's regular nezikin,
and the tli is also conditional. Asher tachas asher ina. That who gets this gets this, that's only when you have the knas.
Yeah, right.
On the tape, he said that there's a question of the achronim if the mitzvah lo seal leisha is a mitzvah like lulav and esrog or whatever, like other mitzvahs that it just came about through an avera, but through an avla, but now it's a chiyuv, or is it a type of knas? We give the guy. One kenas is that he has to pay 50 shekel, and the second kenas is now he has to marry her and lo sukhul l'shalach, he can never divorce her. Is it a mitzvah really, or is it a kenas type of thing? Is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Now let's see. Okay, the issue is maybe we'll continue on a little bit, right? Those who want to see this, Tatais just has some other ways of learning over here, but we just wanted to arouse the interest over here, and an innocent looking piece of Gemara, right?
When we come out as Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, two different ways on the Sugya Torah.
Right, right. Okay, let's see. Let's see a little further. Dr. Mishnah, yeah, Yisoy Mishnah is Arso Venis Garshim. Right, we'll see what this means. I mean, B'Moskul Rishon, it would sound like her father is not living. Yisoy Mishnah is Arso Venis Garshim, Rablezer Eimer Ha'Oines Chayev Ha'Mafate Potter. This, the Isha over here, regardless, she's not, we'll see, right? But when we're talking about she's not in her father's shoes, and therefore the monies would go to her. So on that, the mission says that depends what it is. If it's an oinis, then there's a chiv. In fact, a pita is potter. Let's see the Rashi in the Mishnah. Dr. Rashi, Yishoyim Shnis Asim Nizgarsho Ha'oinis Chayim Mifata Potter. Rashi says the kivan the yisoymahi uknas shelo he we it seems like she's a yisoym. Rashi is saying, right, and we'll see. You're right. I mean, whoever is bothered by, then what do I need? What's the nisaras of nishgas of playing a role over here, right? If she's a regular. If her father's not living, and that's why she's not in her father's rishos, so fine. So that's what do I need the second piece of the picture over here, right? Nisayas is kasher. Valid question, right? And we'll see in a moment. But the point of the Mishnah is that we have a situation where she's not rishos of Yeho, and therefore the knas is going to come to her. And being that that's so then that has a bearing on a fata situation. In the case where she did it, birotzi. So gradually, given the same he knas shalohi va'achilte, there's a mechila over here. The midaita nispat shalohi. It was midas. She was convinced. She wasn't forced. So therefore, there's a mechila on the knas, being that it would have come to her. That's why he's potter. More mafarish than sasim is gashra milsach vitehi v'loya yisoy mekoi. Okay, very good. Okay, so Rashi already tells us, right, that in a chanami, these two things don't go together because the Yisoyma doesn't need any other help to create this halacha.
Is she also Michael the Bosh of the Gambai Pitoy?
I think so. If you remember the Gemara before, right? We had this Gemara before, but I'm not in there right now, right? But you have it over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Become the shut futa atel ache achosanar biyisoma the futa alma kasava.
Right over there. Okay. Yeah. We'll.
Hashda atzis lahachi. That's what you have to. Afilu tema achosa nara lamed beiz amud aleph. Nara isom futa alma kasaver ula kolheicha isom.
Okay. Well, you'll check up that gemara over there. Let's see the gemara now. Zok the gemara. Omar Rabbo Baba Chonam Abiyechanan Rabbi Lezer B'shites Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro. Rabbi Lezer is a Tana of this Mishnah. So Zokti Gemara that he's going B'shites Rabbi Kiva Rabbi to Omar Yeish Lo Knas Uknas La Atzma. He's referring to the halacha of an Irish Nesaris and Nesgarsha. Remember, if you recall, there's a three-way machlokes in what the halacha is b'chai gavna, and there was a machlokes in Shitas Rabbi Kiva what the halacha is. Kiva the Mastisin, Kiva the Braisim, and Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah holds that Yeshno Knas and Knoso is la'atzma. There is knas, but once she's nisarso, so that we view that as a yitzir mershusay kibshutay akoponim concerning this halacha here, and the knas at this point goes to her. Yeishna knas as naatzmo. So zok the gemara that Rebbe Elazar is going up pishitz Rebbe Akiva, and that's the basis of the halacha of Nisayas and Nisgash, that by Nischaiv Mifat Potter. Mimai Zokti Mor, Mitikon Yisoyma, Rebleza Oymer, Hoy Nischaiv Mifat Potter. Yisoyma Pshito, Fretti Gimoro, the Ikra Halacha in the Mishnah of Yisoyma is Poshut. She doesn't have a father, of course, it goes to her. Goes to her, she's moichel. Ela hokamash melon, the nairish nesaris of nisgasha ki yisayma. So the ikar kavon of the mission over here is to equate the din, which is poshut to us by yisayma, and equate that to nisaris. Hokamash melon, the nairish nesaris of nisgasha ki yisayma. Ma yisayma la'atma, ap nairish nesaris of nisgasha is la'atma. And once it's la'atzma, so then there's a din mechila by mefatim. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, Pshitish Rebbe Kiva Rabbi Omro, Doma Masnisen, Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah we had before was Na'avish Nisaisim Zgasha Knosa is la'atzma. Therefore, Vahach Nisaisim Zgasha Rebbe Lozer Keshevi Akayim. In truth, right, and that's what Rashi mentioned before, that the Yisoyma is it's not one case that has these two factors. Her father is actually is alive. So Kori lo Yisoyma mishum depokas chosav min olgabe knoso. Right, quanta she's rekivit mas nisen, that the chos of the av is poka, and she has this chos. So k'ma mait k'ra bekiva svirulei, midikotoni, Oy nischai mifata poter almo zokrashin yesh lo knas. So if mifata is poter, and the only reason why to be poter is because it's based on mechila, so it must be that the knas goes to her. Almo yesh lo knas uli atzmo. And that would be the difference between an oynis and a mifata. You know, as you see from oynis that be'etzem that she's in a situation that there is a chiv. However, if there's a chiluk between Aynis and Mefate, so it must be that it goes to her, and that's the basis of the chiluk. Hilkach, Mefate, Potter, Dimdaita, Ovid, Va'aynis, Chayiv, Zok, Drashi, Rafil, Ovi, Yokayim. And this Mishnah's comment talk that even her father is alive. The Yisayim, Mekadani, Pshita, because if she actually was a Yisayim, it's Pshita, the Mefate, Potter. Now, you could add to this question, to the Pshita, maybe this is all included in the Gemara, like we said before, that not only is it Poshut, but it wouldn't be necessary to on top of Yisayim, to talk about Nisayas and the declaration of Nisayas. Right? What's that adding? Elo hokamash malon. Yisayim and Pshita's Grashi, Maskonah, the most Rabbi Yechon, is all part of what he's coming to say.
We're calling her Yisoma, her father's alive. Now, there is a Gemara elsewhere called Yisoma v'chaya av, that's a girl who had Nisuin.
Right, so concerning
she had
this
halacha, and she's totally out of the father's just the gabi all halachas.
Right,
and she's the yisom b'chaya av, even though her father's alive, but she's on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, she's not a yisom b'chaya av really, because the gabi all other halachas, she's still in the father's just. She's only yisom b'chaya av specifically the gabi this halacha.
Very good, very good. Correct? Right, perfect. Very good. You said it very well. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, right? It's sort of a specialized Yisayim Bechaya Aviyah, right? Specialist. Okay. Let's see. Okay, the Gemara says, Gemara continues on, Omer Abzera Rabba Shilam Rav Hamlu Sabar Amar Rav Adab Rav Amar Rav Halochu Krev Elazar Kori Rav Aleid Rabbe Lozer Tuvina De Hakimi. Okay. Let's see a little further over here. Zok the Mishnah. Yeah. Okay. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Mitzvah Shem. Hope to help you see by the soon. May I? Mitzvah Shem. Okay.
Much.
Brocho and Aslocha. Right, right, right. Inspiration for all of us. Right. Yem chasunosa. Yem sim chasliba. Oh. Now the Mishnah before Mishnah Namites, the Mishnah itself mentioned. I'm having Gemara's about this, but the Mishnah tells us that of the chiyuvim which come as a result of Einis Mefatev is boishes upegam. So now the Mishnah says as follows: Ezehu boishes hakolafi hamevayish vamizbayish. Now this, I think we're familiar that this is the nusach of the real the Mishnah in Babi Kama, which in general, right? That's right. Like we're saying, the boishes over here is the general halacha of boishes that any time that there's boishes. So that's, you know, there's a few different types of chiyuvim which come together at one time.
You have to take a lot of things into consideration, though. How many people find about it? If it's in public, if it's in private. I mean, there's a lot more than just who the two people are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How is it determined? Meaning, can the parties themselves just say, "Oh, that we agree that we're masking. This is how much the boshes was," and if they both agree, it's fine.
That might be, because there really is an intrinsic chiv over here, right? We might have to determine what it is, but klapi shmaya, there is an intrinsic chiv. So if the two parties just decide on their own, so in the event that it's more than it really should have been, so there's like a matona being given over here, and if it's less, then there's a mechila,
okay.
Right? And you know, whatever part you know meets the chiv is taka mitam chiv, right? That's probably what it would be, right?
If not an agreement, the bezin has to figure it out somehow.
Right. Similarly, so whatever the rules are figuring out, we assume that whatever bezin figures out, right, that's the actual assessment of the chiv. So Klashi, Hakol fin Mevayish, Odom Benini Hamevayish, Boishtoi Kosho, Me Odom Zoilel, Ume Odom Kosho. Rashi talks about the one who delivers the Busha, Hakol fin Mevayish. Rashi over here says, Odom Benini, that's Mevayish, Boishtoi Kosho, Me Odom Zoilel, or Me Odom Choshev. Actually talks about three levels of people. You have an Odom Choshev, that's Mevayish someone else. You have a low-grade person, that's Mevayish. And Odom Benini, Boshtoi Choshev. Worse than these other two groups.
Is he only talking where the Mevayish is a Benini? Or even in any case?
Well, right now Rashi is talking about the Mevayish, right? Then that Hakol Fi Hamevayish, that's what Rashi says.
Right? Right, I understand, but yeah. when he's saying that the Mevayish Abenoni is worse, is that where the Mevayish is also Abenoni? Or even if he's a Chashev person? It would be worse to get it from Abenoni than to get it from a Chashev person.
So it would sound like from Rashi that an Adam Benini is this, that's kosher, is non-dependent on who the Mizbayish is. The Boishtei kosher of Adam Benini is all the same from the delivering side. That's what it would sound like to me. What are you hearing in Rashi?
I think that it does sound like Rashi saying that. I'm just not sure why, I guess. I mean, if a chasher, you would think it's more, you know, to get from a person who's like you would be worse If you're an Adam Chashuv, you don't want to get from Adam Chashuv. An Adam Benoni is like a Zolol to you.
So you're saying it's subjective. Each person has, depending on where you are on the social ladder.
I'm not saying. I'm saying that's what I would have thought. Rashi seems to be saying not like that.
Wow.
You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll try to work that out.
Test it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people have the title Adam Chashuv. I think it's a small percentage of the population. So it's like you know, it's only the top 5%. It's not like, and the Zol is the bottom 5-10%. Most people are Benoni.
Right. I mean, maybe even for an Adam Chashuv, if they get embarrassed by a Benoni, because, oh, look, even like that guy. But right, maybe. Think about it.
In the way I understood that, the reason why, like, an Adam Chashuv, when he insults you, you know, that's sort of like almost like a mark of pride. You know, like if Trump came along and made fun of me, I would be showing them, you know, the newspaper article on it, right? So that's good
feature. I don't know if I would, that would be the Adam Chashuv, but yeah, I did.
Rav Chaim criticized me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So Rashi means by the chashivus of boishtoy. Okay. Okay. Maybe we have to remember these Rashi's when we get to Baba Kama.
We're talking about Adam Chashuv like a Talmud Chacham. No, I don't think so.
But like
somebody who is high in their social status.
Probably Zev is that, you know,
yeah, yeah. And any reason which might make it. I'm just saying, you know, today it's, you know, hard to, you know, those two things don't necessarily follow. You know, high in social status. I don't know if that's necessarily. Okay, you know, okay. Depends what's what. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Leave it at that. Yeah. Let's see. So that was just the din of Boishes. Pagam Zafamishan Rain I say Kilu he Shivcha Nimkeres Bishu Kama Hoise Yofe Vikama he Yofe. Okay, we'll see in that how, like Rashi says, the Gemara Mefarish, my grace or Machmar Beila. Right? Morrison is gonna discuss how does that affect the effectiveness of the cleaning help or whatever the Shivcha is doing. Right? Why should that change her value? Knas, zok the Mishnah, shove bechol adam. That's non-dependent. Bechol sheyesh lekitz v'menatera, shove bechol adam.
This thing that you compare how it's sold in the shuk, that's also by normal nizakin. If somebody knocks out somebody else's eye, we cheshbon how much the guy was worth with an eye, how much the guy is being sold as a slave.
Exactly, right. So these two halachas.
Without an eye being sold as a slave.
Right. That's really what he meant over there. The word pagam over here is really nezek. That's what it is. Right? It's a form of nezek. There's not, you know, it's not necessarily something a physical handicap, right? But there's whatever it is. There's a the pagam is a type of nezik. So you're right, 100%. And that's what's important. What we have to take and keep in mind that these chiyuvim really source from something else, from at the parasha of nezokim. The same way a person's mazik someone, that's really where this comes from. Busha, that's, you know, that's the halach of the dal dvarim, hey dvarim. That's what that is. And these two things happen to be coming together. That, you know, whenever there's an so you're always dealing with these multiple mechayvim.
But by normal nezakin, it's a physical thing. The guy's missing an eye. He's physically different. Over here, it's not just physical. She's also she's in a different status now. Who can she marry? A different, her It's not a physical thing
right,
as much.
Right. But by the same token, that if we would have some kind of change of status, which wouldn't be related to this, right, that would also, right, be bechlal the din of nezek, right, such a thing, right. That's what maybe we're being introduced to such a thing over here, but today this is, you know, this is just a level of the chiv nezek.
This last thing that the Mishnah is saying, is there a chiddush to that?
Mm-hmm. So that's a good question. What is the point over here? I mean, this whole last section of the Mishnah, Knas Shave Bechol Adam. I mean, you know, right? Bechol Sheish Mekitzv and Atayr Shave Bechol Adam. That's really the same question. That is there any reason why I would have thought that things are different? Larger Knas, right? It would sound like the Mishnah is coming to say that. Don't think that the knas is taka dependent on mevayish v'mizbayish, right? That should have effect on the knas, and you know, the knas maybe is just the base level, you know. But then it's adjusted according to the parties. Okay, let's see. Zok Gemara. Fetti Gemara Kash. Ve'im chamishim sloim omar achmono b'chol mili. B'chol mili. Now this question over here needs a little explanation, right? Right? Fetti Gemara, that Gemara is asking that it's mivu in the Mishnah that on top of the knas is boishu supergam tsar, for that matter. Fetti Gemara v'em chamishim kes l'chomili. Now, why should one think so? Definitely, if the value of boishus and pagam exceeds the 50 shkolim, why should we exempt? Why should we part from the achiyuv?
The Torah gave a flat rate. The Torah gave a set amount. I mean, that's you find that by every kenani. Every kenani is killed by a shor mor. The Torah gave a flat amount. I mean, that's what the Gemara is going to say further. But it's a set amount. I mean, that's it. Set amount, obviously some people will be more, some people will be less. No,
you're right. See, but even by the din of Eved Knani over there, what do you pay? It's I think to understand it, it's a knas. There's a chiddush over here, and now let's see. You're bringing a good example over here, and what I mean to say over here is that do we think that there is going to be some kind of kiyum of the Baishin Supagam? Or the Gemara means to say that the Chamisha Shkolim should be for everyone and there should be a Ptur on Baishin Supagam?
The Torah says in this situation, perhaps, the Havamin is, that in this situation, when this happens, the payment is this amount, 50 shekel. And that's the payment. That's the only payment. That's what you have to pay. It's there's nothing else.
So, but you hear what we want to know. You know, what we want to know is that this is going to satisfy Boshu Supagam, or there will be no chiyuv Boshu Supagam.
There's no chiyuv Boshu Supagam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned Shloshim Shalevit. Right, the din of shloshim shlevu. That's a good maramokim on that. The din of shloshim shlevu is that if someone shor kills an eved kenani, so the halacha is that shloshim shkolim. That's all you pay, right? Which it's taka knas.
But you don't pay anything additional.
Right, you don't pay anything additional. And that's taka a chiddush over there, because you should be paying for the hezek. Well, I don't know. I mean that's what you might have thought. Now, see, over there, what happened was that someone was killed, right? Which, in general, I think we also had before concerning this halacha, that is there any monetary chiyuvim when someone kills someone else? I mean, that's the question. Is there essentially a momnistic chiyuv? However, only because of kimrei rami, that's why there are no chiyuvim. So there is a concept that we'll see more tak in Baba Kama, that is ein domim, right, for Abal Chai, for Ben Chorin, right, different things. So there is a concept of that when a life is taken, could be that there is no intrinsic value. The Pasuk taka in the parish of Nizokin that discusses this idea when the party is alive and there's a hezek, that's when we find that
kofar? Kofar, the person's not alive and you pay money.
But that's that's a machlokes nimora, whether it's moin or knasa, right? That's a shaila. What is that? But that also, right? And it's all related over here. That's only in specific situations. When a shormua, right? That's really when you have it in a kofer, right? This idea in other situations we don't have this. There isn't the whole idea of kofer is very limited. But getting back to what we're saying over here is that mitzad echod, right? You're showing us that there is an idea that by shloishim shalevid that all you're paying is shloishim, and the loss of the value of the eved is not there. Apparently, is no chiv on that at all. Right. So is that an indication to such an idea that sometimes there could be exerced causes that the Torah tells us that we don't have the monetary chayuvim and there's just a knas. Right?
I mean, is there a specific? I was wondering when I did the Gemara is we're asking by the knas of the manes that maybe it is included, maybe it is. It isn't included, right? Why by the Eved doesn't the Gemara entertain the Havamina that, oh, there's Shloshim Shel Eved, plus he has to pay the Nezek? The Gemara seems to take a double pasha that we see by an Eved that it's only 30 and that there's not, and that the 30 takes away the, any other mumminess.
What would be the mumminess by the hezek?
Yeah, so, but I didn't follow. What do you want to know? Why by...
The Gemara says, have a habamina that the knas should only be a knas by an isha, and then it says no. We see by an eved that gets killed by a shor that there's only knas and not mumminess. So whether it's a valuable eved or not a valuable eved.
So the Gemara the eved is supports the original question. No,
right. But the question is how do we know that that's true by the eved?
So I think that you really see from the Gemara's question, right? That the Gemara seems to, that's what I'm trying to bring out, that it seems to be that the Sfar Chitzoyna is that whatever the Torah says, that's what it is, right? That's what the Gemara's question.
All inclusive, that's the only thing you pay.
Right. I know the term all inclusive might be a little misleading. Right, because it sounds like that's covering, right, and that's what we discussed before. I don't know if it's covering or merely it's a patur on the other things. But you see from the Gemara, and So the Gemara seems to be consistent. That the Gemara seems to say that if the parasha says a certain amount, then I don't know other than that. Right? And that's why the Gemara is asking that how do we know that there's a boshus upagam on top of the 50? Right? Now the Gemara says Sforis, and in fact, well, if that's true, then Shloshim Shalevet should be like that also. Now, we know from the Tanoim that it's like that, and what that just means is that therefore our original premise was right, and the way you try to answer it is obviously not the right way. In Chazal, in the Mishnayis, right, we see from Chazal that Chazal somehow, when they learned the Psukim, when they learned the din of Onis Mefatem, they understood that there's a chiyuv on top of that. Ma'ashem ba'shloshim shleva, there wasn't.
Right? I'm just asking on that is like like how did they know that though?
So I think that's what that's sort of what we're trying to figure out, right? So what we know is that there's something which applies only to Oynes Mefate, and that's why over there they understood that there's a chiv on top of that. Ma'ashem can buy Eved not. And that's really the whole sugya over here, right? So what is that distinction? Is there a svaro, or there's giluim in the pasuk? So let's just see what we get a little bit of shaktaira with.
I mean, maybe that's what the end of the Mishnah, the whole point of the end of the Mishnah is, right? The Mishnah says if it's katsuv, then it's the same for everybody. It should include everything. Then you need a pasuk to tell you tachas hashirina. Now I'm going to the end of the Mishnah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, I'll tell you. See, I thought the Mishnah was addressing the bill trust of the knas. Now you're entertaining that the adjustment that the Mishnah is talking about might have to do with boishes and pagam. That's how you're understanding that the end of the Mishnah.
Okay. I mean, in the end of the day, you need a pasuk to say that boshus and pagam is an addition.
Right.
Tachas asherina.
Right.
If you didn't have that pasuk, l'chora, you just pay the kanas and there would be nothing else.
Right. Right. Now you point out that you see in the Sefer of the Mishnah that the Mishnah is calling to tell me that don't think that the kanas might be more than the 50 for someone else. Right. So that's what I was hearing from you, that you were offering, that maybe the adjustment of the pricing might have to do with the Baishu Supagam. Is that where you were heading?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. Sorry.
No, you referenced the Sefer of the Mishnah, right? That's what you were saying.
Right.
That maybe that's what the end of the Mishnah is coming to say. So I'm just wondering whether the Sefer of the Mishnah is focusing on Boshus Upagam or just Knas itself, a sliding scale in the Knas itself.
Right. I hear. It's possible. It's possible. Then right. And then the Havamina Gemara. The Svara and the Gemara that it should cover everything is complete comes from right isn't being addressed in the Mishnah. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. This one just brought that out. Okay, right now so we have two possibilities back maybe to understand this what it is. Yes, akoponim. So let's just see the Gemara a little bit over here. So the Gemara asked the question. Asvoro. Nimor is saying. Now Rashi says as follows: When the Yemru, veheichen hu achilik shebeinehim etzel boishes. Where would the difference be? Hilkoch yohiv boishes. There's a svoro to say that there got to be a chiluk in the level of the person, concerning the boishes, where would that be? Being that it's posh that there should be a chiluk, so hilchach yohev boishes. The svara, this is a svara that there has to be an additional chiyev boishes. Where does it come from? It comes from some kind of premise that there has to be a difference. Now, like, where does that come from? I mean, especially if we were understanding that there's Gzeres HaKosov over here, which is pattering the boishes, and if that's where we're originally coming from, so why are we working with the boishes?
Just repeat that, I'm sorry.
The Gemara actually explains that the basis of this svara that the Gemara is saying is working with the boishes. That's the basis of this svara. Now remember when we learned the Gemara's kasha, right? We wanted to understand when the Gemara says that it should be 50 and not any more. So we discussed then that what the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara want to have that the 50 should fulfill the chiyuv of boishes upagam. That's what it should be, and therefore all chiyuvim taka will be addressed. There'll be knas boishes upagam, and but the chiddush over here will be is that the way we evaluate it in other situations doesn't apply over here. There's one price for everyone. Is that what it means? Or what it means is that there is no chiv boishes upagam at all. There's only knas. So that, you know, there'll be exerus akosov that over here there is no chiv boishes upagam. Now we see from the Gemara how Rashi explains what the Gemara is saying. When the Gemara says, sorry, this yoimer over here, that we're working with boishes. Right? Where's that difference in boishes? So it would sound like that if the Gemara's question was that the pasuk says 50, so it must be a ptur on boishes. So then, like, what's the Gemara saying as far? Like, you know, where's the chiluk in the boishes? I mean, we started our premise was that there will be no chiyuv boishes b'chai gavna. So it would sound like from the way Rashi is explaining what the Gemara's far is that the Gemara was never thought to say that there should be an exemption on boishes. The Gemara thought that it should be in iskayim, and being that we're still working with the boishes, so now the Gemara has this svara that yomru that how could it be that it should be the same? That much it seems like to me from the Gemara, right? It's like a little hard to work out the svaras and the shakavatayr and the Gemara here, but if we could take out one step, it would seem to me from the way the Gemara is talking that we were still working with a fulfillment of the boishes. Now let's see a step further. Omle Abai, Yehochi Gabi Eved Nami Yemri Eved Neki Magolis Shloshim Eved Oise Maise Machat Shloshim. Says the Gemara that, well, if there's such a svara like that, so it means even though the Torah says a specific amount, but we know that the Torah is only referring to knas, but there are other chiyuvim, so then it should have followed by shleishim shel eved like that also. Now we know from Chazal that it's not like that. That there's only shleishim. Those are the mishnayos and bava kama that over there taki is only shleishim. So were it to be that the way that Chazal understood that ba'onis mefate, the way they arrived to the conclusion that there's a chiyuv on top of the knas, is because this svara, so the same svara is applicable by Eved, and that should have been aloch by Eved also. So therefore, the Gemara says that must, therefore, that's not the svara, because then we would not have arrived at a chiluk. Zot the Gemara. Okay, is that okay so far? Okay, I guess we're just arousing attention over here. Right? I'm making problems. Okay. We just like to Right, just to get us thinking in the Gemara itself. Okay, so maybe we're raising ideas that were not necessarily dwelled upon originally, but that's fine. Right? Let's see over here.
Right, I don't know if it's there of zero at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not alone. Right? See, the truth is that right now it's a little late over here. So I think what we're gonna. Okay, I'm going to talk a little sort of in the middle over here. So I think just to get to some level ground, let's just jump. We're going to jump to Abaye, even though you're right.
No,
we have
no,
we got to see
you're
her there.
You're skipping over Kedaga,
Uh-huh, I'm sorry.
That's the whole...
Yeah,
I got dizzy with that one.
Right. We're running a little late, and I'm afraid if we'll start that, we'll be here for another half an hour. Let's see. Zalti Gemara. El Omer Abaye Omer Kro Tachas Hasheina Hani Tachas Hashim Mechal Digbo Shisup Kamer. Rav Omer Kro Gnos Neshe Sheikhi Vim Lavi Anayach Mishin Kesef Hanosh Chivanon Mechal Digbo Shisup Kamer. So the Gemara comes out that the Gemara says in Echanami, any svaris that we might have said, right, are not sufficient because by Eved it should follow, right? And that's just pointing out that we see. Like Shlomo is not like this. We know that the halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch, which basically comes from the Mishnayis, is that we have a difference that by Oynes Mefate, it's Mevur and Chazal, that there's a Chiv, Boishus Ubegam. By Shem Shush Levet, there is no additional Chiv other than Shloshim. And the Gemara basically wants to know, what's the difference? Right? You might see, maybe from the Gemara's Kasha, what the Sfor Chitzayna is, but that's the issue over here. The issue over here is that what's the, how did Chazal see by Oynes Mefate, that there's something additional. What is that svara? That svara is not applicable to Eved, because by Eved the halacha is there is nothing else. That's the sugya over here. So the Gemara first tries to develop certain svaras, and the Gemara is always getting stuck with the problem. That's a good svara, right? But that's obviously not true, because if that was true, then by Eved it should have been the same halacha also, right? So, this is not a svara. That's the first thing that you see, right? That this is not a valid svara. So then, what is the basis? So the more ends up coming out, the more it says it must be that there's a posik, specifically a mashmois in the posik by enes mepate. That means that
if Abaye had a posik, why didn't he just say the posik up front? Why did he wait? It seems like Ella that like we're only saying this drush or the pasuk only because we're stuck because we don't have any svar.
Very good. Right. That's what is then, and we've seen this in the past in other areas. Right. Let's say I think we've seen that sometimes if you need a source and you can't find it, the answer might be it must be halacha mosh min Sinai. Right. That's. Right? If you need a source of something and you don't have psukim, whatever it is, that's an option, because we know that it has the level of the raisa, whatever it is, right? That where does it come from? That's the answer. So you're right. That's what this is. The Gemara originally didn't have an explicit posik, and therefore we thought that was based on svaras. So the Gemara proved that it's not going to be a svara, because any svara will be applicable to shloshim shalevit. So beherechah itake is olimu from the psukim itself, which that posuk presents itself only in the parasha Oynes Mefate and not by shloshim shalevit. But what you do see again over here is that the svara chitzayna apparently itake is like that. The Torah says a certain amount. Right? The way to understand it is that this is all that the chiyuv is. Right, unless we have some kind of gili in the parasha that number is just for knas, and the regular chiv that you have is still here. Now, let's just stress that again, like we mentioned before, that even though the Gemara, without the pasuk, would have said that there's no chiv vayshu supegam, right? But that would be only mikoyach agzeres hakosov, which would take away the chiv which really should have come from the parasha of nizokin. Maskonas HaGemara, when the Gemara says, I think the proper way to understand it is that rather than say that this parasha has three chiyuvim, has a chiyuv of knas, and this parasha is mechadish a chiyuv of boishes upagam, but I think the understanding that is that this parasha is that the limit of the pasuk is that the Torah doesn't mean to be mechadish, to be mafkia the chiyuv that the parasha of Zofim would have given. No, the Torah has come to add an additional chiyuv, but any other chiyuv which might come from other parashas in the Torah are still applicable over here. Right? So if you want to know where the Bereishis Subhakam comes from, it doesn't come from here. Right? It really comes from there. Navos, that if the Torah didn't tell me that those chiyuvim still apply, I would have learned to get a kosativ mafkiyah, to take off those chiyuvim. Right?
What's bothering me is if you learn it that way, then maybe you should say that this is the klal, and learn it even to the parsha of Eved. Because the way you're speaking it out is you're saying that it's not that the psukim are coming to add back boshus upagam. They're coming to tell you, don't think that because I gave you a kanas here that it takes away the boshus upagam. So if you learn it that way, then say, oh, okay, fine. But you know, kinami, that should be the way it is in all of the Torah, and even by an Eved, just because I gave you a kanas, it shouldn't take away the chiyuvim of boshus upagam. Or when I mean not posted with gum, but for gum.
Could you learn? Could you now make a mamatzino? That's you want to know, right? Could you make a mamatzino?
This only applies to a knas that has a kitzvah, right? Because we see by, let's say, a kefil, right, which is a knas, so we don't have a havamina to think that you don't have to pay the,
Yeah, so as on the contrary, right? But by kefil, it's only kefil dal hay is only where you have the initial chiv of the keren.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you wouldn't have that, then it wouldn't start. Right? That the Gemara says that in places like dalad hemrachman legimu v'dalad. Right? It's all these chivim are as they are, as they say. Right? It's a double. It's a right. Right, so over there, it's intrinsic that you know the whole chivim is working with the keren.
But if there'll be a shaychus to nezek sari b'shavas boshes during the geneva, you somehow have extra nezek. You broke something, so.
Well, again,
so if it's not something which intrinsically comes along with this, I don't think you would see anything.
It's a separate thing.
Right,
you broke
right.
a window while you were stealing the guy's computer, so the breaking the window is like a separate.
Right.
Separate
the only half a meaning is that things that always come along with it, then you'll see if the Torah says 50, then I see the Torah as obviously saying I'm not paying for the other things. But if it's only incidental things, then you don't see anything from the psukim about that. Okay, so I hear your question.